Welcome to the Jointery Podcast, a podcast where we study the lives of two dads trying to find the balance between the families, hobbies and work. This week on the Jointery, we discover...
I've been tingle-free since 1995, I'll tell you that much.
Let's search for the meaning of life as it had never been witnessed before. The Jointery Podcast.
You're an interviewer. You ask whatever you want to ask.
You ask
you
whatever.
Ask him. Look, if his name is Dave, okay, right? So, what do you think like an interviewer person would ask a person that looks like that guy? I mean, you can ask him that. You can ask him when he got out of jail.
Right? No.
So yeah, you know, whatever you want. All right. Why don't you? Look, he can't even get it together. He's never been on a podcast before. Okay? So yeah. Don't wait for him. When anyone says, hold on, that's when you go.
What's your occupation, Dave?
Look at how his face is stuck. His face is stuck like he's ready to eat a sandwich. By the way, the time is up here, so you know.
Yeah, I know.
Something's going on with your feed, Dave. You need to drop back out and come back in.
No, he's fine now.
No, because
and he's gone.
Yeah.
Interview Ben. Why don't you interview him about what it's like to be Penny's dad?
What's your occupation?
Better?
Yeah,
I think so.
Sure.
I think you're back.
I have one of those Surface Pros, and it has a little janky keyboard, and it closed.
Oh. Well, welcome in, man.
Okay. Yeah, welcome to the podcast. Now you, since he's avoided your question three times, you could treat him as a hostile guest, and you could be a little bit more aggressive with him.
What's your occupation, Dave?
Are you, the police? Whoa.
Yes, I am.
You just tell him I'm the one asking the questions.
I'm the one asking the questions here, not you.
Yes, ma'am. My occupation in real life is I am a union electrician, and I work with a bunch of great people here in San Diego building stuff all over the city. And as a side hustle, I do woodworking.
How long were you in jail?
Well, luckily, I had a very good lawyer, and it was just probation.
Got any follow-up questions for that? No, that was it?
What made you think he was in jail? Was it the beard? I mean, any...
Dad said to ask him if he was in jail.
Yeah. So
leading the witness.
He also looked like that kind of guy.
I mean, if you were going to draw a picture of a prison inmate, it would look like him. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
I totally fit the profile.
Long beard, doesn't care what he does. I don't know whose daughter this is. Anyways, welcome to the party, Dave. This is the Jointery Podcast. I don't know if you're familiar with it or not.
You know, I heard of it before from other people talking, but I'm really interested to see the stuff you guys talk about.
And for the few people who actually listen to this podcast and have never seen your face before, this is the beard we've been talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah. I actually washed it last night. Jennifer bought me some Wild Willy's beard wash.
Yeah.
Wild Willy's. Wait, don't. Isn't somebody else use Wild Willy's we know of?
I've used it before. I got sponsored by them.
That's what it was. Did you were really? Sponsored by them. That's right.
Yeah. They paid me to shower with their stuff.
Oh, that's right.
I remember I had to put all the stuff in your beard.
That's right.
Remember that.
Disgusting.
honey, it looks disgusting, especially on your father, but yeah.
I mean, do you expect to find like snacks in the beard or what?
Yeah, no.
No?
And if there were, it would be crusty and musty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Crusty and musty.
Mm-hmm.
Ellie, how was Halloween? How was Halloween? We just had our Halloween episode last week. We talked about it.
It was cold.
Tell every like, look, get up in here.
I got 2.5 pounds of candy.
No, you got.
Yeah. Yeah, I did. I got 2.
No, you got 3. You got 3.2 pounds. Oh. Yeah.
Well, I had 3.2 pounds.
That's a lot of candy.
Dave, do you weigh your candy when your kids bring it home? I think only the Gelmans do that.
We're tracking to see how they did compared to last year.
No, we do not do that. The kids all come into the garage. They proceed to dump all their stuff out on the ground, and then they decide what they don't like, and then try to trade it with other kids.
That was the first time that's happened at my Halloween this year.
Talking, Ellie? Did you just swear?
No, I said.
Okay.
Okay.
Anyways. Or with an it at the end.
Wait.
This is her first time hosting a podcast. We got to give her a little room to like get her feelings ready together.
Yeah. Sorry, Ellie. I was just going to say, my kids and their friends was the first time I've ever seen that. And I think it was orchestrated by the other kids. I've never seen them do the whole trade. You know, they called it candy bidding. And they said,
I need to say something.
Say your last thing, and then because mom's
going. Me and my friends did the trading thing last year and this year.
Yeah.
Did you get anything good?
How many full size candy bars did you get? Because that's
probably like 5 at least.
And how many did you eat before you got home?
Two.
Two? Yeah.
No, but the more important question is, Ellie. Oh wait, how many did?
She's got stuff to do, man. She's got responsibilities. Bye. See ya. Fuck me. I love her, but she was like it was either me let her hang out for the first part of this podcast, or she was going to be dipping in every 5 minutes for like the next hour. She might come back. Yeah.
It's all good.
Yeah. They judge each other based off of how many full size candy bars they get.
I mean, how else do you judge it? I mean,
dude, but like it was so funny. Like, so she was like trick or treating hard, but like when she got home, right, and I wanted to weigh the candy, I dump it out into a bowl, right? It's for science. You got to do this scientifically, right?
It's for science.
It is. We're doing statistical analysis on, you know, how much candy they got. So in her bag, there were so many wrappers, okay, and so many opened and half eaten candy bars. And I was like, what the hell did you do? Dude, she was eating candy the whole time. And then when she got home, she was like, can I have a piece of candy? I'm like, girl, like you plowed through that shit. So
see, that's the difference between us. My kids don't eat any candy as they're going. They're too busy going from house to house. Frankie was like basically running. Like, I had to slow him down. I was like, every like 2 minutes, I'm like, Frankie, wait for everybody. He was like going house to house to house. I mean, like on a mission, dude. That kid was on a fucking mission. How much candy of theirs did you eat, Luke? Or did you get your own?
You know, I did pull my own secret stash, right? Because it was so cold, you know. And I was like, and Bubs was like, maybe an hour into trick-or-treating. He's like, I'm just going to go over to my buddy's house and we're going to play because it's cold. I'm like, you're cutting into my candy acquisition this year, kid. Like, seriously. So I ended up doing a little secret stash, which was primarily Snickers and Butterfingers.
Solid choice.
With a couple Twixes mixed in. And I always steal all of the Almond Joys because I know my dad likes them. But I eat them before he has a chance to get them. So I'm not a good son.
That's hilarious.
I have right intentions, but I eat every one of them. But yeah, I've probably eaten, you know, a pound of candy. I don't know. I was out of town for 2 days, so I really didn't have a chance to hit it up as hard as I really wanted to. And I did take a whole bag to work. So
Go ahead.
I think the thing that's deceiving is that they're small, right? So in your mind, you're not really eating a lot of candy. You're just having a couple little pieces, but you have 25 of those, and it adds up.
I mean, it says fun size, right?
Hey, turn your mic down a little bit. You're screaming at us today.
Fucking shit.
The top one. Turn it down a teeny bit.
Which way do I go? Is it this way? Hello, 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 hello.
Other way.
That was as far as it goes, bro. That's it. This is as far as it goes.
Oh, okay.
I could move farther away. because Davies' sensitive ears are going to be like, Luke, you're too screaming. Loud in my ears. Because we're talking about candy.
I'm over here getting attacked.
I have to defend my candy. So, oh, shit. Yeah. Fuckers.
There was a couple houses doing the large candy, right? The full size.
Yeah.
And then there was one house that this buzz got going on about this house that they were giving away. If you had a good costume, they were giving the kids those Roblox gift cards.
What?
Yeah. So the
how much were those gift cards? Like $5?
Between five and $10. Yeah.
How much money they got? What kind of neighborhood you in, bro? They're just giving away cash.
We don't have Chicago money, but you know, we do okay.
Dude,
yeah, that was just one house.
He lives in a nice neighborhood. They it's one of those neighborhoods, Luke, probably like yours, where they bust people into it. You know what I mean? Oh, yeah. Like, you know what I mean?
Luke's been here. Hey, it was a nice neighborhood until my neighbor started decorating for Christmas.
That's aggressive, bro. Dude, like, that's really aggressive.
I am right now looking at 3 fucking reindeer outside.
Let me ask you this. When's that neighbor going to take that shit down? Is it like right after Christmas? Or are we talking about like mid-January?
He's usually like second week of January. So it'll easily start.
So we're talking that Christmas shit will be out 2.5 months?
Easily.
Dude, that's almost a quarter of the year. Like, what the fuck? Yeah. Christmas is not that big a deal, bro. At least not to me.
So for us, December 1st, everything goes up. December 26th, everything comes down.
I think for us, because it's so fucking cold here, right? Like, we pull it down. Like, if it's warm outside, like on December 26th, it's all coming down, right?
Yeah.
If it's fucking -5 degrees, we might wait a week just to see if some shit like warms up.
Yeah, I'm kind
of. Otherwise, you're just throwing it into a fucking garbage bag, and like you're gonna have to buy all that shit again next year because like you're so cold pulling it down.
See, we live in a different climate, obviously, out here. We don't have to deal with snow. We don't have to deal with things being wet. Really, it's just comes down as soon as it's done because it's you got nothing to deal with as far as weather wise. I tend to leave mine up a little longer, though. I love Christmas. Christmas is my jam. You know what I mean? That's my season. Like, and I prefer. I'm like a, 6 days into January, maybe. You know, right around this time. I mean, it's November 5th. We took down Halloween yesterday. You know what I mean? So, like, I want to enjoy it for, you know, I'm not like as soon as the holiday is over, and I'm damn well not putting up Christmas until after Thanksgiving, because God damn it, turkey first. Can we be the turkey first
Thanksgiving?
Can we be the turkey first podcast? Can we be those people? Like,
yeah, we can be pro turkey first.
Turkey first, baby. The joining podcast right here. Turkey first. Yeah, dude.
Look, you can't skip over the most eatenest holiday there is. Like, you know, it's just bullshit, man. Like, why does Thanksgiving not get, like, granted, Thanksgiving is celebrating a borderline culturally traumatic event, right? You know?
Okay. Yes.
Okay. But at least we gorge ourselves in food, right? Which makes a lot of sense. I'm very pro Thanksgiving, man. It's the holiday we host. Like, why you got to skip over with Christmas stuff? Is it because Thanksgiving shit is just not that cool? Like, Halloween stuff is cool looking, at least.
Yeah.
Dude, one of my neighbors got like 2 of those like 15-foot tall skeletons, right? In his yard. And he's got like another one that's like coming out of the ground where that thing is maybe 6 feet tall, but it's like 20 feet wide. I mean, it's gigantic. The arms on that thing have to be 15 feet each. It's like if a bigger, even bigger, crazier skeleton was coming out of the ground. Right? But it was only like the nipples up. So, yeah. I don't know, man. That's just way cooler than like fucking 5 Santas in front of your house.
I'm all in with nipples up, but my whole concern with anything like that is where like you gotta store that stuff somewhere, right?
Right? Like where the fuck do you put all that shit?
Where do you put 30 feet of fucking skeleton and yeah. two nipples?
That's a lot of bone to hide. You know what I mean? I'm just yeah, saying.
Dude, it's like you set it up in your basement so it looks like just like a Halloween lounge.
I think you change his outfit. You just leave him up all year. He's like one of those little, you know, those little gnomes that people have like different hats for each holiday season, right? You just say screw it and you put up the skeleton and you just dress him for each holiday because you got yeah. nowhere else to put him. I have no spot for that. That is
fucking brilliant. Think of the money Home Depot could make if they sold outfits for those giant skeletons for the other holidays.
Accessories.
Imagine.
Yeah, you could make him into a bunny. He could be an Easter bunny skeleton.
Fuck yeah, man.
Look at
he could be like Uncle Sam for 4th of July.
18 foot tall leprechaun for St. Patty's Day. Yeah. I'm telling you, you got to reach out to Home Depot and talk to their marketing people. I mean, because honestly,
there I can reach out. They don't ever listen to me, but I do have their email address.
Of course, you have people. I have people there.
I got people everywhere, man. I'm a guy who's got a guy, dude. How would I if I didn't you have people there? You'd be like, something's wrong.
Yeah, he's a guy. He has a guy for a guy. You know what I mean?
A guy for a guy.
I always got a guy. I'm always looking to add new guys to my roster too. So, yeah.
Can you have too many guys? You can never have too many guys. You always have.
No.
No.
Oh, I'm sorry. I've just got too many dudes who can handle your specific weird problem. Like that's never an unwelcome statement.
Right.
Yeah. Dude, 100K, Dave. Honestly.
Yeah.
Can you talk to us a little bit about how that feels to reach that level? I mean, that's a big number. I mean, there's celebrities out there, minor celebrities, people who are famous with that don't have 100,000 followers.
Wait, before you get into it, Dave, you do this primarily without showing your face, right?
A lot
obviously.
Of
obviously.
Most of the time, you're not showing your face, right? So has your life changed? I mean, because you're not going to get recognized in public, right?
No, nothing's changed. Nothing will change. I mean,
does your wife respect you more? Bit. Your kids look up to you now?
We did a private celebration between me and my wife to celebrate it.
you got video of that?
Always. Yeah, that's a whole different platform, buddy. I mean, the kids are always supportive, right? Because the kids are always, you know, oh, you're famous, blah, blah, blah. It's, in their mind, it's a lot different than what it really is. But I mean, from the day you start an Instagram and you plan on growing and you want to grow, you always try to hit that milestone, right? And once you hit it, there's just more numbers after it. It doesn't really do a whole lot. I mean, with brand, if you want to work with brands and stuff like that, it makes it a lot easier. But from a reach standpoint, I think my reels have done worse since I hit 100 grand.
Mm.
I mean, that's very Instagram of Instagram is to shit on you the second you achieve anything.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. In my mind, they were going to send like a courier with a note with some flowers. And instead, my next reel got like 1,200 views. And I'm like, wow, that's a celebration.
Dude, you're going to make – you get.
No, go ahead. Sorry.
Oh,
I was going to make this about me.
Well, what's different about that? I'm surprised we haven't got to you yet. I was going to say, are you going to make yourself a little plaque, a little 100,000 follower plaque?
No, I'm not Blake. I know Blake does that with his 10 and 20 and 30 yeah. and all that. Honestly, I don't have any room. I don't have any wall space for anything. So I'll just keep it all up here.
How about a t-shirt that says 100K, dude, bitch?
I could see space like five spots behind you right now.
That's tall, though. I don't want to hurt myself.
I mean, you got a stepladder.
I have a drying rack I can stand on.
He could climb on my CNC. I mean, his CNC. He could climb on that.
Dude, my neighbor yesterday got his, I don't know, the Onefinity, the big one, the Onefinity Journeyman.
The 4x4?
Yeah, he got the bigger one with like the controller and everything. It all showed up yesterday at his house.
Nice. Is your neighbor on Instagram?
Yeah, but not for woodworking. He just has like a personal page.
Yeah. Is he jealous of your success?
No. He's like ranked number 3 in the Marines, so he has his own success. He's a very successful soldier. So he does things different.
So you're not able to rub this in your neighbor's face. Your kids are mildly impressed. Your wife is like, it's today's Sunday. Who cares? Right?
Right.
Like, what does it all mean, Dave?
Well, I feel like since I've done it, my dog has looked at me different. And that's really where it all lies. I feel like Nixon, my sheepadoodle, has really found a newfound respect for me. And
yeah.
That's how I just keep going. And plus, I have people like you.
people like us look up to him. And
my friends.
I mean, 100K is very impressive. You know, any dipshit can hit 50K. Just look at me.
Right. Great point.
That's a great point. That is a great point. That extra 50, that extra 50K takes work. You know what I mean? It takes effort. When's the last time you missed a day posting?
It's probably been a couple years. Probably See? When me and so it's really when me and Luke started. I remember Luke was doing the same thing and we went hard. I don't know, what is like a year and a half? What do you think that is?
It was not. Actually, no, it's longer, dude. It's like,
yeah, it could be longer.
It's a little over 2 years because in my first year, I started in like October and it fucking blew up in March. Like a lot of people's shit blew up in that March.
Yeah. Right?
Mm-hmm. And if you're posting all the time, fucking, it just, man, it was like 1,000 followers a day at one point. And then that went until midsummer. It started to slow up. And then August, it just stopped. And then since a year from last August, my account hasn't grown more than 100 followers.
Wow.
Yeah.
See, that's got to be a little frustrating, right?
It is, but I also treat it like I put into it what I'm getting out of it now. So like right. I didn't post twice this week because I was traveling, but I don't stress about it either. I'm like, you know, doesn't fuck matter. And some of my videos are doing pretty good. Like, you know, some of my videos will hit like 10, 20, 50,000, you know, but like I rarely get new followers from any videos I post. And I actually had some dude message me and he's like, yeah, your account is being shadow banned. Right.
What?
And yeah, he was like, this guy, he messaged me and like, I get a lot of these fucking like marketing guys are like, I want to work with you. Like,
yeah,
I could help you out. And this guy was like really weird, man. Cause like, he's only has like a dozen posts, but he's got like 150, 70,000 followers. Right. And he's like, I'm a marketing guy and I work with, athletes and all these other people. And like, he sends me this thing and he said your engagement rate is like 0.35% or some crazy number like that. And he's like, your videos should be doing way better and you should be growing pretty quickly. And he's like, basically he was like, pay me and I'll fix all that. And I'm like if my goal was to make money on my Instagram, right? Then I might be more interested. Like, I don't want to drop $500 to get, you know, what is it? Like 15,000 plus followers interested in my content, you know, and like 1,500 likes and comments, verified comments from private engagement, 10,000 plus views on Reels and stuff. And it's like, guy wants like $500 and I'm like, I already achieved all of my Instagram goals. Like I'm just living fat and happy right here. So,
right.
You know,
yeah.
I think at the end of the day, it really matters what you're trying to get out of it. Right. If you're just trying to get a sense of community, then you're golden. If you're trying to get paid, maybe if you're trying to just get free tools, well then that's a whole nother route. Right. It just depends on what you're looking to do with Instagram.
So what is your goal, Dave? What do you want? What will make your dreams come true, Dave?
It is Sunday, honestly, after all.
Yeah, but I mean, we already had a sneak peek on Friday.
Okay.
Really, my goal for Instagram is just to continue to grow within the community, right? To continue to grow within the people that I engage with, and then finding other cool accounts that I enjoy following and engaging with them.
But wait, to grow to like what end? Like, what do you want? Like, okay, so you got 100,000 followers. Do you want more sponsors? Do you want, like, do you ever want to go full time? Because I know you got a great job. Like, or do you just want as many people to see you doing your thing as you possibly can, just because that's what you get out of it? Like, to what end is it? Like, what do you want, man?
So first part is, I do not want to go full time. I really enjoy my job. I enjoy all the people that I work with, and I enjoy the gratification that I get after a job is finished, especially on the magnitude of projects that we build. We don't build, you know, small gas stations. We build mega projects that support the city. So that part of it, I would never want to change. Really what I'm looking to do here on Instagram is just kind of have a self-sufficient hobby where I don't have any money going out. If money comes in, great. If I get new tools, great. But at the same time, I'm still helping and working with our community.
That sounds cool. Like a good idea. I mean, yeah.
I'm waiting for Luke now.
Are you saying that because you think that people that work with you might listen to this? You know, because I will tell you now, nobody listens to this podcast.
That's not true. We have at least 75 people a week. It's gone down. I'm guessing, but no, dude, this is the best podcast on the internet.
I know.
I enjoy this podcast. I listened to it like last week. It was an hour and a half. That was great.
Yeah,
that was a whole commute for me.
Yeah.
Do you have episodes of our podcast or favorite moments that stand out?
We should do our new tagline. Should be the Jointry Podcast, Commute Killers. Yeah.
we could put that on that shirt that we're supposed to get.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Where's that shirt, by the way?
Dave, when you're re-listening to this podcast in your drive, maybe tomorrow or the next day, at this point, just look to your side at the driver next to you and stare at them intently.
Not in California, man. People shoot each other here.
You should come here safe, like Chicago.
Yeah,
right? That's obviously where it is safe.
We're not shooting each other on the highway.
No, hey Ben, that happened on Friday, right at McKinley. This lady shot another lady on the 91.
Damn, that's like literally outside my house.
Yeah, that's like one exit from your house.
Yeah, damn, people are crazy out here.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, that's the truth. I don't. If I can make money at this, great. What I don't want to do is make a bunch of stuff. I don't want this to be a job in any way. This for me is an outlet where I can come out here, get some things done, smaller items where I'm not worrying about work. I'm not worrying about kids' sports. I'm not worrying about things that Jennifer needs me to do. I'm just coming out here doing a project for myself or somebody else and then ending my day and going inside. That's it.
Yeah. I will say one thing about your shop, man. Since I've been to your shop, right? Everything about your shop is so well organized, right? I mean, yeah, but like you've used every inch of that space, right? So like when you roll in there, like, and you want to just do a little bit of a project, it's all right there. Like, you don't have to like reorganize shit, like to do what you want to do. Like, everything you need is right where it needs to be. So like you could be very productive in a short amount of time. Right.
Yeah.
And that, like, that's an issue that I have in my shop is because I put a car in there, I always have to like reorganize shit before I could just like do something, you know?
Yeah. That's frustrating.
It can be. You know, there's advantages to it, though. You know, like, it forces me to clean my shop regularly, you know? Mm. Like, I remember you had some possum or some shit under your fucking workbench, and like you pulled out a cabinet and you're like, oh, there's some dust back there. I should get to that.
It was embarrassing. It was right in the middle of my stories and I was embarrassed, but I got it cleaned
up. It's humiliating. I know. Everybody's been talking about it. So
nobody's been talking about that. Yeah.
We've all been talking about it. Can you believe the dust underneath Dave's bench?
In Brazil or Kenya or something where I'm big right now, but not here.
You're huge in Kenya?
I'm huge in Kenya, yeah.
Dude, maybe you should like make like a building out of sticks. I don't know how that works.
I don't know.
What?
I don't know. But no, you know, like I like that your shit's really organized, man. And that's something I've been working on for a long time. It drives my wife crazy because like I haven't been working on projects. I've only been working on my shop, you know?
Right.
But
you have to build a space where you're comfortable in, right? And then you can actually create something. For me, if I'm in a cluttered space or things aren't organized, whatever I'm making, it's not going to work out. I'm going to be too focused on other stuff. So if I can put myself in a space where things are easily accessible, I'm setting myself up to succeed.
So if I would have left your shop and gone into your house, right? Is the rest of the house like that?
It's cleaner. It's more organized.
The rest of their house is ridiculous, bro. It's like nobody lives there. It's like a freaking, it's like a those houses that they show at like you put up a new development and then you have the houses that the model houses that people go walk through. That's what Dave's house looks like.
So is your wife like that too?
Yeah, my wife is very organized. She cleans a lot. I mean, we have three kids. We have a 9, 10, and 11-year-old. So there's always going to be something going on. But
she must hover behind them. I have two kids. Luke, you've got two kids. I mean, our kids. Bro, if I don't like, she must like literally go behind them like this and like follow them, picking up stuff. Unless your kids are just way better than most kids.
I think they have learned to clean up pretty much after themselves, too.
That's crazy. You have better trained kids. You got a cleaner shop. You
beat them? Like, what's that? No. You threaten them?
I don't know.
I was choking Bubs out the other day for not putting his fucking, picking up his underwear from every bathroom in the house. Like,
Yeah.
No, I don't know. I just,
first of all, you also don't have a boy, right? Let's just put that
no,
right
he
out.
Has a boy. He has a boy.
No,
that doesn't count.
Jackson, wait,
your boy is clean? How old is your boy?
11. He smells, but he's clean.
That's frustrating, man.
I'm telling you,
there's something different at the Miller household, man. There's just something different about it.
I thought you had all girls, too. Sorry about that.
No. Girl, and Jackson's easy. The girls are hard. The girls, they're the ones that are going to be giving me more gray hair. Jackson is an easy kid.
Dude, I had an experience with my son this week that let me know that however high my expectations were for him, I realized that they're way too high, right? I had this thing where I was talking to him, right? And I was like, hey, like, tell me about your day. And every fucking day I ask him, tell me about your day, he's always like, I forgot. I'm like, how'd you forget everything, right? And I'm like, at some point, Bubs, I'm going to be concerned that you can't retain information. I go, let me quiz you on some things, okay, in your life, and you tell me what you know and what you don't know, okay?
All right, let's hear it.
Ellie fucking loved this game, by the way, because she got 100% of the answers, and Bubs got like 10%, okay? He didn't know the address of our house, okay? He didn't know the names of any of the streets north or south of us, okay? He didn't know any of that. I asked him how many uncles he had, right? Okay? Blood relative uncles. He has three. Really three, okay?
Yeah.
He's like, I got two uncles, right? He named my brother and my best friend, right, who I work with. Okay? He didn't name either of my wife's brothers, okay? He said he had one aunt. He has more than that. He misspelled his middle name, okay, which is Charles, right? Did I say he didn't know my phone number? He didn't know Jackie's phone number. He didn't know I said he didn't know the number of basically what I came to the conclusion, he didn't know the name of the street his school was on. I basically came to the conclusion that if he made like left my house and I said, you could go anywhere you want, and he made like two rights and a left, I'd never see him again. Right?
Yeah. It's not surprising. He wouldn't
know how to get home.
It's not like, surprising. He's eight, bro. You know what I mean? Like, that's
you not think surprising. Frankie would know the address of your house?
No. I have no, there's no way in hell he knows that. He doesn't know
my
phone. I bet
you Dave's son knows his social security number just in case of emergency.
He has it all, just in case.
God damn it.
Yeah, of course. That's why Dave's Dave, and that we're who we are. Honestly.
That's why Dave doesn't have a podcast. It'd be boring as fuck how well his shit's put together.
Right?
Hey, the first thing your daughter thought when she saw me was, why'd you go to jail? So obviously I don't have it put together, buddy.
I told her that. I was gonna say, ask her his prison look.
He led the witness. All right, I got something for you guys. So I saw this come across Twitter this week. And
okay. Wait, it's so, not called Twitter. Why are you calling it that?
X, sorry, X. Came across X this week. It's fantasy football related, and Dave played fantasy football for years. You played with us, so okay. Guy in my league offering Tony Pollard for, and I know Luke, you're kind of out of it. I don't know if you even know who Tony Pollard is, but running back for the Dallas Cowboys. He's okay. He's decent. He's a pretty good running back, but he's not had a great year this year. Guy offering in my league Tony Pollard for CMC, which is Christian McCaffrey, who knows he's a stud.
Don't make that trade.
Right? Guy in my league is 3-5 and desperate to turn his team around. He needs more consistency with running back. He sent me a text. He wants CMC, but there's not really anyone on my team that I'm currently 7-1 and don't need to make any changes really. He said I could bang his wife one time if I accept the trade and it goes through. Honestly, it's pretty tempting since she has huge tits and I've always fantasized about her. Is it worth throwing my chances to win the championship out the window for your chance to bang his wife? What do you guys think? I mean, Christian McCaffrey is by far one of the best running backs in the league. But he's offering a chance to bang his wife. What do you guys think? How would you get
is he married?
I've got more questions than anything.
Yeah, the first question is he married?
It doesn't say
that's
that.
That's your first question?
Yeah.
Why does it make a difference to anything?
Also, do they have any openings in their league?
That's a better question.
Man. The best part about it is... a couple of days later, another text from the same guy comes out and says, how do I tell my wife is the title. And then underneath it, it says a trade has been accepted. And is a screenshot of the trade accepted Christian McCaffrey for Tony Pollard.
There's like a pineapple in the background.
So good, man. Fucking
like,
great.
Like realistically speaking. Okay. What is the most you could ever expect out of your wife that would help you get an unrealistic trade in a fantasy league? Because I can tell you right now, the sex thing with my wife would never happen. And then I started to think, well, what would happen? Right?
Yeah. Nothing. Yeah.
Okay.
Zero.
But let's say she humored the idea, right?
Yeah.
I think maybe I could get her to make somebody a sandwich potentially, right?
Nope.
But I'm saying though, in this scenario, the answer has to be yes. Okay. Like what is the, like if she had to say yes, what could you get out of her?
Ah, geez, man. Maybe feet pics. Debbie's got cute feet. So.
We went there real quick, didn't we? Right to feet.
What? Wait, we were in a maker league. She wasn't sending feet pics out to anybody.
I wasn't trying to get trades done. You know what I mean? I'm just saying. Yep.
Now we know.
My wife would hate this idea.
I can pretty much guarantee Jennifer would say, that's fucking stupid. Get out of my face. And she would walk away.
Only because there's money involved. Only because there's money involved, Debbie might be willing to do something. You know what I mean? That woman loved money.
What okay, Dave, what if Jennifer believed that if she did help you, it would be the difference between you winning money or not winning money? Would that make a difference? And let's say it's like $1,000 or like $2,500.
No.
I'm not saying it has to be something sexual. I'm just like, you know.
I mean, maybe she'll like do some online shopping for them or something. Maybe she'll do some Amazon wishlist stuff. But other than that, I don't
give me your sizes. You dress like shit. I'm going to pick out an outfit for you.
Yeah, she'll go pick out some new shoes for them or something. But I don't see them making her or her making them any food. I do like 95% of the cooking, so it'd just be on me.
Man,
she would delegate it to Dave.
Yeah.
Oh man, speaking of food, you guys saw the last week I talked about making those bacon pancake.
Yeah, they look great.
Yeah, your mom turned me on to them, and I was
my
like,
"Mom turns people on to things." I know.
It's crazy. Your mom honestly texts me more than you do. She messaged me on Halloween to ask for pictures of my kids in their costumes. You know, like she's a better friend than you are right now. It's fucking
crazy. I mean, it's a bad friend.
I am. I'm also a bad son. So this works out great for me. You can finally be the son she's always hoped she'd have. You know? Which right now she's texting me and she listens. You know I love you, right? Yeah. Stop saying I don't love you. I got to give it up to my mom. If she wants more like grandma type things, right?
Yeah,
and she's not getting it out of me. She will go to Ben or somebody else and be like, feed the grandma beast.
She needed kids photos. It was like she needed them. She's like,
she loves that shit, man.
Yeah. It was awesome. She loved it. Anyway, she turned me on to these pancake pops, or I don't know what you want to call them. I'm trying to find a name for them, and that's the reason I brought it up, because I threw it out in the thread this week. It needs a better
bacon
name.
Cakes.
That's what. Okay, so. I thought of this morning, or well, Tracy from M&T, she gave me bacon aches. She
sounds
said
like your back hurts because you ate too much bacon.
Yeah.
I got those bacon aches.
I got that bacon ache. Oh shit.
Yeah. That noise that every man makes when they get up like that's the bacon aches.
From eating too much bacon.
But like when you bend, that noise you make when you bend over to pick something, you're like,
"Oh, dude, we need bacon aches." Of the shirts we're never gonna make, that needs to be another one.
I got the bacon aches.
I got the bacon aches.
Hey man, what's wrong with you?
And it's like a guy
had that right to there.
It's like a guy getting up from the lazy boy. Oh, I got the bacon aches.
Similar to the meat sweats.
Yeah. Okay. Bacon eggs.
He's really writing this down.
He is. He writes down all of my great ideas, Dave.
Dude, I do. Right.
Execution, not so much. Yeah. But
he's willing to get those shirts up.
He's willing to write it down, which is step one. Step one.
And sometimes I'll even design it, but I still won't make it. You want to hear the other ones that are on this list?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Let's go.
Yeah. Podcast of the year, right?
Mm-hmm.
We were going to get that one, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
I think I'm so smart. And then I sometimes remember I'm not, right?
Yeah. That's a good one.
And then you're the most something person I've ever met.
I love that one.
I like that one.
Now I got the bacon aches.
Bacon aches is gold. Yeah. So in the shower this morning, I was trying to think of other names. And I came up with,
that's what you think about in the shower.
You showered today.
Are you not let's stop that. Are you not a wake up in the morning shower person? Don't tell me you're a shower at night.
Well, first of all, I'm going to go into the shop at some point today and I'm going to just get smellier. So like, why not just fix that shit later? I shower before I go to work.
I shower before I go to bed. That way I'm getting into a clean bed.
Well, we all know.
You say that, but it's not clean after you sweat and sleep in it. And it's still.
We lay a towel down for everything else. Oh, wait, what are you talking about?
What? Like a, are we talking like a beach towel or a hand towel? What are we talking here, Dave?
It's like a I don't know, like a throw blanket.
How much of a clean freak are you guys, man? Holy shit. Is it, how yeah. What's your car look like? Is it fucking spotless on the inside?
Yeah.
How do you have time for woodworking with all this cleaning?
I don't. I just repost old reels.
That is true though. That
the last I'm not time, afraid to repost.
That's why your shop's so clean.
Yeah. I can't remember the last time I saw a new video from Dave.
Yesterday.
Well, I guess I didn't see it.
Nobody did. Thanks, Instagram.
Wait, Ben, so what were your alternative names for bacon aches?
Well, okay, I thought of...
That you came up in the fucking shower you had.
Dude, right? Okay, first off, you got to wake up and shower. I mean, dude, no. It wakes you up. It gets your day started. Like,
coffee does.
I got coffee.
Thank you.
Like, you don't feel like a layer of, like, I don't know. Like, I feel I don't know. I just feel like
I'm comfortable being kind of gross. Awake. I don't know what the fucking problem
is. I don't feel awake if I don't get up and take a shower, man. I think it's just something I don't know. I've always, and I don't understand the whole.
You shower every day?
Yeah. Every morning I get up, take a shower. That's
hey,
my
hold
thing.
On. Let me ask you this. Are you a bar soap guy or are you more of like the liquid soap with the loofah?
No, I'm not a loofah guy.
So glad you asked this, bro. Cause
I'm not a loofah guy. It's
but are
a,
you a bar soap guy?
No, I'm a washcloth guy.
That's like so a, tiny, you know, man. Like how much you can't cover a lot of geography.
Dude, you're like 6'9", dude. How the hell you have a little tiny washcloth?
Yeah.
That's like you're trying to clean your glasses with one of those little tiny toilets.
Yeah. I'm not 6'9", but
wait, what kind of soap are you using?
I got the what you call it, the Old Spice Swagger pump like body wash type.
Why not just use a loofah at that point then? You're gonna get better fluff there.
I don't know. Are you a loofah guy, Dave?
No.
He's got his beard. He just fucking bends over and pulls the fucking beard between his legs and yanks it from the other side.
Yeah.
I don't shower in the morning, dude. I don't understand.
No, you don't.
I don't get people. Sorry, what were you saying, dude?
Bar soap.
Ever since COVID, my hygiene took a serious hit. I'll be honest.
I don't know.
Breaking news.
So here's my second. Here's my only other thing. Here's my only other thing
don't
I thought
feel bad
of.
If you didn't shower today, that's all I'm saying.
You're gross. Go shower, people. Take a shower.
No,
I did last night.
You go all day.
I do
need
the shower before bed thing.
You sleep 8 hours. Well, not you. You sleep 4 hours, yep. And then you get up, and then you do the whole day, all day, working, sweating, gross, da-da-da-da. Then you take a shower at the end of the day.
So, flip side. You take a shower in the morning. You go through your whole day and get dirty and nasty in the shop, and then you go lay in your bed, and you sleep in it. And then you start over the next day.
If I get dirty, like that dirty, I take a second shower. Like after I do yard work, I go take a shower. After I'm like that guy, you know what I mean? Because I feel like gross after I do that type of stuff, man.
Well, that's obviously where you get all your thinking in also is in the shower.
But I have to take a morning shower, dude. I got to. It's just it wakes me up every morning. It gives me like gets me ready to go. I don't know. It's just.
I mean, I will wash my face and that'll wake me up. That's about it.
Face washer.
You use all your beard to loofah your face?
Yeah, I start here and work my way up.
He just smears his beard with soap and just goes.
What kind of soap you using, Dave?
I got the green, what is that? Irish Spring? It's very manly.
Ooh.
The pump or the bar?
I'm still old school bar.
Yeah, and do you use a loofah or you use something else?
Rub it in my hands? Yeah.
I mean, you use your hands for work, so I bet your hands are pretty rough. So I bet you could exfoliate with those
things. Used to really use them more when I was in the field. Now I'm more office, right? So it's not as much.
Yeah. Are you one of those typers that has to like lean over the keyboard and you use mostly the two fingers?
Yeah. Yeah.
What do they call that? Hunt and peck?
You know, if you hunch over like that for long enough, the pains you get, you'll have the bacon aches.
I'll have the bacon aches, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Pancaking?
Pancaking? Okay.
Pancaking.
Dude.
Nope.
No?
Okay.
That's worse than a morning shower.
That's worse than bacon. Pancaking. I thought pancaking was good. I thought that was a good one. Spelled P-A-N-K-A-C-O-N.
Pancaking. You know what? It's not that bad. I think your delivery was bad the first time. The second time you said it, I kind of liked it.
Okay. Yeah. I got to work on the delivery. but I don't know. Chat GPT
right now. Hold on.
Oh, okay. There we go. Let's go to the chat GPT. So they're pancakes stuffed.
A piece of bacon inside of a pancake.
Okay, let's see what it says.
I asked JPD. I said, I think I invented a new food, but I need 10 names for it. Oops, shit. Okay. Bacake, pancaking, bacon bliss, crispy snacks, flapjack surprise. Hello.
I like that.
Yep, the porky pillow. Ooh, that's good.
The porky pillow.
Okay. Breakfast bites, bacony fluff, sizzling pancakes, or the bacon blanket.
Bacon blanket's not bad. There's three bacon blanket. Yeah. Well, cause see, look, I was thinking, you know, pigs in blankets is obviously pancakes wrapped around sausage, right? But bacon and sausage are both ham, so you couldn't go, you know. Pancake blanket's not bad, though.
I told ChatGPT, I said, okay, now 10 more, but make them funnier. And a couple of these are good, right? Swine on a blanket, right?
Okay.
Bacon bonanza. Porky pancake pockets.
I can get behind that.
Hog heaven cakes. The Triple H, the hog heaven cakes.
Yeah.
Fluffy bacon bombs. I don't love that one. And laughing in the pancake of danger. See, ChatGPT sometimes doesn't get it.
Let you down.
Well, write pancake stuffed with bacon and see what it says instead of. And by the way, me and ChatGPT are right there. I would like the third one down on the first list was pancaking. I mean, I'm right up there with AI, baby. That's how good my brain is.
There you go.
Yeah, I just did that.
Nothing?
No. Nothing. Okay. Nothing good. Piggy pancake pouches. Griddle and guts. Oh, God. Oink omelet ovals. So, ChatGPT is just phoning it in at this point. There's only, even AI can only take it so far. You know what I mean?
They're like, this is a stupid idea. We are not wasting our time coming up with it. Any more names.
I mean, statistically, I've wasted ChatGPT's time. I have zero value for it. So,
dude, the AI right now is just crazy to me. If you want to hear like a crazy episode of a podcast talking about AI, Joe Rogan just had on Sam Altman like last week or 2 weeks ago or something like that. He was on, and they spend like 3 hours talking about the future of AI and just how fucking like terrifying it is.
It's crazy.
Yeah, it's just, dude. I mean, it's going to be really cool for a lot of things, but then a lot of things, it's just like the idea of it is just kind of scary.
I mean, everybody who works on AI basically says, please don't trust AI. You need to regulate us. Like, this is going to become a disaster. So,
yeah.
Which is cool.
Yeah.
a lot of things, but none of them are going to end society.
Yeah, you know I mean? Fucking right. Skynet. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Well, if you guys can think of any other good names for these things, I'd appreciate you guys sending them my way.
I got an important question for you guys.
Yeah.
Right. What would you be more afraid of? Okay. AI takeover, right? Where AI Skynet kind of shit starts to go down, or Sharknado, right? Or Godzilla.
Ooh.
Right?
I mean,
you get your choice is Terminator, Sharknado, or Godzilla. What? Look, I'll even throw zombie apocalypse in there just to make things interesting.
Oh, zombie apocalypse. That shit, I don't want that.
Well, I mean, what kind of which zombies are we talking about? Because that's my big thing about the zombie apocalypse.
Not the ones from like those fast running ones. I'm talking about the shambling brains.
See, like the Walking Dead.
I think I could survive through The Walking Dead. I think I could survive that zombie because, like, they're slow as fuck. Like, you know what I mean? You got weapons. You got a good enough weapon around you. You're taking those guys out. The other zombies, the fast ones, moving ones, nah. That's I'm out on that.
I also don't like Sharknado. I do not want sharks falling on top of me.
Right? First of all, Sharknado, to me, would be one of the worst ones because you'll be standing there fucking telling people we gotta go and a fucking tiger shark just fucking flies up, is flying through the air and gets you. Yeah, that would suck.
I don't like that.
Can't you just avoid the Sharknado? Can't you just avoid, like, if you're, as long as you're not,
it's everywhere.
In,
can you go outside when it's raining and avoid the rain?
It can't be everywhere. It's everywhere.
Have you seen the movie?
No, I
haven't. You are very unrealistic and you're underestimating the power of the Sharknado. It's everywhere.
So nobody's even really considering the Godzilla thing? Are we just thinking like, hey, we don't have enough notice and I'm just going to split town and like...
Yeah, you can hide from Godzilla. Yeah, you can hide from Godzilla. I mean, that's just like, you know, he's just one thing. I mean, Sharknado seems terrifying. Skynet's going to take over. I mean, that's to me, that's the scariest one. Because if my blender is going to just all of a sudden start attacking me or something, that's a problem. We got problems there. You know what I mean? If your own household items become dangerous, then,
They have come out recently in the last month and said that AI is on a trajectory to be smarter than humans within 6 years.
Yeah. That's not really a big feat.
Like, the idea for me of fighting something that it can outthink me, right? That is a hard pass. Right, like the zombies would suck to me. Okay, the Sharknado would be horrible. Right, the Godzilla thing, I think I'd have the best chance of surviving if I had notice. Right, yeah. But the AI shit, dude, like it's gonna take AI a minute to ramp up what it needs to do to conquer the world. Right, but that's where my head thinks it needs. It's probably like, oh, I could get this shit, like this afternoon, I could take over the planet. Like, it just turn off money, right? Like, man, let's start with that, right?
Yeah.
Dude, it could do the whole fucking Die Hard fire sale thing. You remember the Die Hard movie, right? Where they had basically ended society by like cutting off infrastructure and fucking with the money and fucking with the cellular network. And then all of a sudden, everybody's just fucked. Like, it could be in like an hour.
Yeah, I think that was Live Free, Die Hard. That was a good one. Dude, I'd be scared to be in Dave's shop. Both of you guys have so many like lasers and CNCs and like...
You cannot kill a fucking flying shark with a diode laser. I'm just telling you now.
I'm saying...
With the laser pecker, maybe.
I'm just...
I'm going to wave your face. Yeah. He's giving laser tats. No,
I was saying if AI takes over, those shops of your guys's are, going to be dangerous places for you.
I'm not in here much, so I'll probably be okay.
Luke, you got anything on your shit list this week?
Oh, I got a lot on my shit list, bro.
We'll see.
Yeah. Okay, here. So I'll tell you guys a funny fucking story, right? Let's see. Actually, this is the best thing on my fucking shit list right now. I'll just go ahead and delete it right now so I don't repeat it. Okay, there's a movie that just came out on Netflix, okay? And hold on, I gotta Google the name real quick. Wait, what's it called? It's called No Hard Feelings. Have you guys heard of this or seen this yet?
Mm-mm. Not yet.
It's on Netflix. Okay. I saw this shit and I was like, oh, I'm like Jennifer Lawrence comedy movie. Dude, I love Jennifer Lawrence in comedy. She's great, right? She can do the physical comedy thing. She could do the sweet, funny thing. She could do the raunchy. Let's go. Okay. So the premise of the movie, right, was borderline cringeworthy. Okay. Jennifer Lawrence is poor. Okay. She's got, did she?
Wait, is this the movie you were telling me about last week?
I feel like
with the beach fight scene.
No, yeah, but is this the one? Is this the one where I said it sounds like "Can't Buy Me Love," where like the girl, yeah,
the naked beach fight scene. Did I mention that already?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Yes, you did.
Dude, I'm still talking about the naked beach fight scene, dude. If you got to fucking watch that, I'm gonna watch it again tonight. The other thing I have on my shit list is pretty stupid. I was out at a bar like the day or two before Halloween, right?
Yeah.
And there was a lot of people there in costumes, right? And it was fun. Like, you know, I saw a dude dressed as like Blade, and I saw some other people. I'm like, oh, are you this and are you that? And like, dude, I am like twice the age of everybody in this bar, right? So I'm like old manning it up, right? Just having fun, just being quirky. Like if a young woman starts to talk to me, like 5 minutes in, I'm like, well, this was fun. Bye. Right. I don't want to fucking have a long conversation. Like this one girl, I talked to her, her fucking point of view on the world was just exhausting. I was like, I can't even like, I'm try to be conscious to other people's points of views. And her point of view was just, it was a lot. It was a lot. But the funniest thing that happened that night, dude, was I'm sitting there and I turn to my left and I see this guy. Okay. And he's with a group of people and I'm like, hey, I'm like, I like your costume. And he was like, what? I'm like, yeah, it's you're, and I'm like, you're like Teddy KGB from that movie Rounders. Right.
Oh yeah.
Remember
yeah.
like, would you like to eat the Oreo cookie? Would you like one of my Oreo cookies? Yeah. Where he's fucking playing poker against Matt.
Yeah. Damon, right. No splash in the pot. No splash.
It's like, I don't have a costume on. I'm like, what? I'm like, you look just like the fucking red sweat, red like tracksuit with the white stripes down the sleeves, and he was like bald. He looked fucking just like him, right? Turns out that's just the way the guy went to the bar, right? But they were all from Macedonia and from out of town, dude. And I derailed this whole group's entire evening because, like I'm like, dude, you look just like him. And as I'm saying this, my buddy pulled up a picture of him, right? And like he showed.
Yeah, it's John Malkovich, just so you know who he's talking about. That's who the actor is who plays the part.
Yeah, dude, and like, hold on, I got the photo. Where is it? Yes. Like, this is me and that dude. I don't know if you see that.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
He looked just like him, right?
Hold on, let's talk about your shirt for a second. That thing's loud, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
What is that? A koi fish on the front? What do you got going on there?
It's flowers. It's a lot of flowers.
Yeah.
Look, I was like, hey, I'm going out, right? I'm like, I didn't want to wear like a traditional button up shirt. Oh, fuck it. I'm going to throw on it's not winter. It's basically winter at this point. But I'm like, I can squeeze this shirt out one more time. So yeah.
Fit it in one last time.
Dude, I don't like wearing like all these free shirts that we get from all these sponsors and stuff all the time, because I feel like when I'm out in public and I'm wearing like a Total Boat shirt or like something else, I feel like I'm a handyman, and like people might come up to me and be like, hey, do you do work on people's houses? Like, can you fix some shit for me? And I'll be like, no, this sanding shirt does not mean I'm come over to your house and do sanding. Like, no,
I wear Dave's company hat like almost like twice or three times a week just because it's
what's
the most
your shirt. That's what I want to know is what's your shirt?
My shirt?
Yeah. Fuck yeah.
Star Wars, baby. No, but yeah, I wear this hat all the time just because it's super fucking comfortable. You know what I mean? Right. Like, it's one of my favorite hats. Do you have an issue with, I mean, you wear maker stuff all the time, Dave. Is that something like, you don't have an issue?
No, I don't. So a lot of the shirts for me are just too like soft and thin. I don't like the like velvet.
You know, like your nipples popping.
Yeah, always, right?
Cold breeze is like pew pew, two holes in your shirt.
You know what?
If it's a maker shirt that's like thicker, the thicker material, I like those. But if not, 90% of the time wearing a Vans t-shirt.
We grew up in Orange County, Dave, in this area. And like we grew up with those thick cotton.
Yeah,
I like those. The AAA or the, you know, the what was the
like,
other brand?
You like something, right? Like,
yeah, yeah. That's what we grew up here in California wearing, like Southern California. That was the style anyways. The
all these other shirts are like see-through. They're all sheer.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I get it.
I always tell Jennifer they're made out of like silk.
Yeah. That's the way that they make them.
So do you have a lot of maker shirts and like a lot of sponsor shirts?
Yeah.
What is your favorite one?
Probably my favorite shirt is Temecula Yard Games green shirt. It just stands out. I like it. And I like the way it fits. It has like that thicker feel to it.
Yeah. How about you? Like that shirt?
My favorite maker shirt that I wear.
Oh, I know.
Probably my.
It's the ADD one because you said it was like thicker and better.
Yeah. I was going to say Andrew's shirt is probably the one that hasn't shrank. That shirt and fits me really nice. Or my Surf Prep shirt.
Yeah,
it hasn't shrank.
You know, Ben, you're the one doing a launcher in your house. Dude, Ben, you're the one doing a launcher in your house, man. You're not shrinking your own shirts, bro.
What? I'm losing weight, so it can't be me. I'm down like
pounds of chocolate you ate.
Yeah, well.
And your
it is weak. It is week to week on how the shirts fit. You know what I mean? I'll be honest. But some weeks I feel really nice. I feel good. I feel it fits me nicely. But that ADD shirt fits great. The Surf Prep shirt I have, the black one, those are my two favorites because those two haven't changed at all. Like I feel like no matter when I put that shirt on, it feels nice and it feels right. But yeah, every once in a while, I have fat shirts. I have skinny shirts. You know what I mean? When I'm feeling good or looking good, you know, it depends on the week. And I'll specifically do laundry for that reason. You know what I mean? Like, oh, I'm almost out of skinny shirts or I'm almost, you know what I mean? Like, oh, I'm feeling fat this week. I feel like I'm like, I don't know. I'm having issues. Dave, you got something going on? You got to go?
No, my daughter was sign languaging.
Oh, got it.
Does she speak sign language?
You know, kid sign language, like basic stuff.
What does that mean?
I'm hungry and thirsty, so I told her to go eat.
Nice. Yeah. Do your kids ask you?
I was telling Ben earlier I made those chocolate croissants from Trader Joe's. Legit.
Dude, did you have to like leave them out before you baked them?
Yeah. Last night.
So I saw somebody talking about them, and they're like, I want to bake them, and they got them home, and they're like, wait, you got to leave them out for fucking overnight?
Yeah.
So I never saw like a follow-up on that. Are they good?
The best. And they're not even – I think you get four or five in a box. They're super tiny when you take them out, and you leave them just – I just left them on a cutting board on some parchment paper last night. And when you wake up in the morning, they're like this big, and then you bake them, and they're just amazing. It takes like 10 minutes to bake them.
Damn.
He makes these things a lot.
They're easy, dude, and it's something they like, and I don't have to worry about it. And then I'll make him a side of bacon with it, you know?
See, he's like, those are his pancakes, Luke. Like,
do you cook the bacon in the oven when you're cooking do you cook the bacon in the oven with the croissants, or are you frying the bacon while the croissants are cooking?
No. So Jen buys from Costco, like, some bacon that's already pre-cooked. You just put it in the microwave for, like, 30 seconds.
What?
Yeah,
why do you need pre-cooked bacon?
Delicious.
Do you know you can eat bacon raw out of the package because technically it's cooked?
It's cured, yeah.
Smoked or whatever.
It's smoked and cured, yeah.
Yeah, same with hot dogs. Same with most meat like that. You can just eat it right out of the package.
If I'm doing like a breakfast on the griddle, I'll just make it on the griddle, like real bacon.
Do you have a Blackstone too?
Yeah.
Man, I got the cook I want at Maker's Camp, dude. I understand why you guys get so excited about those Blackstones.
Dude, they're great. There's zero mess. Everything's outside. The house stays clean. Doesn't stink. It's great. Everybody eats outside. It's nice. I mean, it's starting to get cold here. I think by next week, it's supposed to be like in the low 70s. So That's when we do a lot of our inside cooking.
Fucking.
Just because sweater weather, you know.
Fucking eat a dick, bro.
Hey, bro, hoodie. It's hoodie weather. It's, you know.
It's hoodie weather.
It's going to be sweater There's weather, a bunch yeah.
of fucking pansies. Dude, it is like fucking 30 degrees here already. And I'm walking around with just a t-shirt on. Dude, there's a moment in time in like the Midwest where the weather goes from like 80 degrees to like 55 to 60. And it's like in a really short period of time.
Yeah.
And to most people here, it's just really refreshing. And it does not change the way they might not wear shorts anymore. But like that does not mean they're wearing a jacket.
Right. Are you one of those guys who can wear shorts during the snow and you're like, my legs just don't get cold. My legs don't get cold.
No, but like if I need to go run out to the garage and I'm wearing a pair of shorts and a t-shirt in the house, I'm not going to fucking put on pants to go run across the yard to the garage. Mm-hmm. That's not going to happen. Or take out the trash. No.
You know what's funny is so we obviously grew up here. Then my brother moved to Chicago to Plainfield and he would come back. And, you know, for like Christmas, or whatever, and it'd be 65 degrees here and everybody's in sweaters and beanies and jackets. And he's like, you guys are so stupid. He has like shorts and a t-shirt on. He's like, you guys are retarded.
Yeah. My brother's the same way. My brother, they moved from here to there and now same thing. He's out there in t-shirts and he's like, it's 40 degrees. That's t-shirt weather. You know, he's like, this is fucking great. You know, I'm like, you guys are crazy.
Sweater weather.
Like, is what temperature outside or weather conditions where you guys would not go outside and grill something?
There's none.
Oh, I always would.
It's raining. My grill's underneath the patio cover, so even if it's raining.
So if it's like 50 degrees, 40 degrees, you're fine?
Yeah.
Sure. Dude, might have to shovel snow to get to my grill.
No. I mean, we have patio awning, so we just walk outside. It's fine.
Yeah.
Pretty nice. Good for you guys.
That's why we pay the what we pay though to live here.
Yeah, today it's supposed to be 86. So,
how much is gas in there in Chicago right now? Because we're like $6 here. So
it's like four something.
I paid $6.09 on Friday.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't. It's a company truck, but still, it's a
paying
lot of money.
Paying that sunshine tax, man. We got to pay it.
You guys should pay it, fuckers.
Yeah, we do. Believe me, we do. Jesus.
All right, we wrapping this bitch up or what?
Yeah, you got anything else for us?
You got
anything?
You got a shit list, Dave?
This really just feels like me listening to the podcast and making all the comments, but you guys are just here listening to me now, so it's kind of funny.
Dude, I did have one thing that I thought was fucking funny is that, you know, when you guys get that, those people trying to scam you, like sexy stuff, you know, and like lately they've been putting me into groups with people.
Oh, I get that. Yeah.
Right. And for some reason, this person put, Craig Tools in the same group as me. Right.
Oh, I saw that.
And they were like,
your interest.
Yeah. It's like 100 emoji, bikini emoji, would love to lick you till you come, sploosh emoji, and then like a play button emoji, right?
Yeah.
And the best was Craig Tools responded, "Hi, Luli XFU. Thank you for your message. We're not here right now. We'll get back to you soon. Send a text or message to support at craigtool.com/help.
That's so good.
Yeah, it was that, and I taught my kids on Halloween what hobo style means. So
hobo style?
Yeah, because like they both had long accessories.
Yeah.
So Bugs had the Riddler thing, which is like a fucking four foot dowel. And then I should have made Ellie's smaller, but Ellie's was like 4 foot and it was like the mallet and so like it's a big long heavy thing. And I said, look, if you loop your trick or treat bag over the end of this and you sling it over your shoulder like a hobo, right? I'm like, all you gotta do is hold the end of the stick and the rest of the weight's gonna be on your shoulder. It's gonna be really easy to carry. And they both were like, hobo style. We love it. We love hobo style. But
That was it's a good life lesson.
It is. Yeah. I'm teaching my kids the things that they need to know in life, not like that's clean up after yourselves or like so how to be a fucking decent human being. So
I know we're so lame.
Yeah. Well, at least you're self-aware. I mean, that's what's important, right? Unlike Ben over here who fucking thinks everything he thinks is normal and it's fucking weird as shit. So
yeah. Well,
dude, I'm liking this Wild Willies. That stuff's nice.
Dude, yeah. I got a new beard regimen from Jesse Bill Jesse's what's her name? God damn it. Built by Jesse. Yeah.
Oh, because her husband is like
fuck yeah. And dude, I was getting a lot of like flaky shit on my shirts, you know, because my beard was so dry. And he was like, use this shampoo and conditioner, and then when you get out of the shower, rub some coconut oil in it, right? So my beard most of the time smells like a coconut pie, right? Because you know it's got like other cookies and shit in there, and then the flakes are gone now, so I've got a healthier beard thing going.
Yeah, well, that's nice.
We need Bumble Shoots to come out with some beard stuff.
I mean, it would make sense. Beard shoots. Yeah.
Maybe we can get our Sunday morning lives sponsored by a beard company. That's what we should target. We should target some sort of beard thing.
Would you grow a real beard then instead of that like the my beard is here, this is good enough beard? Or like what would you do?
Look, you talking trash on my beard?
That's like a 5 o'clock shadow more than anything.
I mean, if you could keep your beard up to snuff with the standard guards that come out of your beard kit, that's not really like beard. That's like I got a beard just to hide something beard.
All right, it's Movember. I'm not going to shave again until the end of November, and we'll talk about
shower 31 times. Cool.
At least
in the morning,
once a day, bro. Once a day, at least you got to shower.
I'm telling you, there's some people listening to this shit that are like, "Oh yeah, since COVID, I don't shower every day anymore. It's just unnecessary."
Just unnecessary. I don't know, man. It wakes me up every day. It helps me wake up. I enjoy it.
I still feel the washcloth thing is odd, but whatever.
I got this fucking Jackie got me this thing. It's like an unraveled loofah. So it's like that same like web pattern shit, but it's not balled up in a ball. It's like fucking 4 or 5 feet long. And like you could fucking crumble it up and do some shit, or you could stretch it out and really go back and forth between your undercarriage. It's nice. And I use the Dr. Bonner's. Yeah, dude. Fucking like I'm fucking. Exactly. I got the one hand behind me and the one in front, and I'm just back and forth, right? But I use this stuff called Dr. Bonner's, right?
Yeah.
Peppermint wash.
And I have that too.
It makes my back door tingle. So I feel sparkly back there.
Is that a show title now? I don't know what that is. That become the show title?
My back door felt tingly? It's not shirt worthy, I'll tell you that.
It made my back door tingle. Yeah.
Look, don't you want your back door to tingle? I'm telling you.
I mean, I want it fresh. I don't know if I need a tingle.
I've been tingle free since 1995. I'll tell you that much.
What happened in 94, bro? Where'd the tingle go?
We don't talk about that.
I'm telling you, man, you take that loofah thing and you scrub your back door like a saw motion when you get that peppermint oil on there, man, a peppermint wash, bro, you're like, woo! You want to talk about feeling awake. Hey, that's it right there.
Fuck one goat, you're always a goat fucker. That's just the way it is. Sorry, Ben.
Wait, what? Yeah.
Okay, cool. Well, thanks for listening to our podcast for the last time. You didn't know what the line was, but it's at bestiality. So that's it.
You already have it under adult only.
So everybody knows, Dave, you would never fuck a goat because you could never get it clean enough.
I mean, I grew up on a farm, but that was a long time
ago. Oh, my God. You do not want to hear the farm stories. That's what we should have been talking about. Oh, man. Next time. I was
just helping that goat over the fence. I swear. Okay.
Jesus.
Holy moly. All right, man. Get us out of here. Do this list.
Yeah,
let's thank some people. Let's thank some people.
Yeah, that's thank you, Patreons. It was a good run. Dave killed it. This is what we get for bringing someone else on the fucking podcast. Thank you to the Kyle Foot from the Footwork Woodwork. Matthew Girard from the Wooden Moustache, still giving free rides. Heyo, it's his month. Wish Matthew a happy Movember.
Yeah.
Lee Oman.
Oh man,
from Regal Street. The big.
Oh, did you see his sign? Did you guys see that sign he has?
Dude, so sick.
What sign?
All right, sorry, Luke, but that sign that he had made, that metal sign, so freaking cool.
What?
He had somebody, a buddy of his who works for some water jet company that does water jet cutting, went out and he got his whole Regal Street like logo cut out of like half inch or quarter inch or whatever it was, steel. Mm-hmm. And he's going to hang it off the side of his garage shop. And the sun like sets right behind there. So it's going to like set right behind the sign every night. And yeah, it looks pretty
dope. I think
dope.
It was in his stories, Luke. I don't think he posted about it.
Yeah. Yeah. He did a story about it just the other day, yesterday.
It was super cool though. Sorry
I missed
to interrupt.
It, dude. Whatever. No, it's this awesome. Is how people get skipped in the fucking thing though. All right. Did I say Mike Holmes? Did I say him?
Nope.
Mike Holmes from the Broken Lead Woodworks. Dave One Grit Wirt from Rustic Joy. My mom, Elise Gilman, the guy who doesn't know he's a Patreon. Tim from Turg Works. Dave the Thriller Miller. He's got a beard like a guy who showers every day. Billy Estes from the Simple Wood Wood Co. Corey Stanley from Odyssey CNC, the unofficial lube of the podcast. Eric from Bumble Shoots. Ellen from Orm Works, the Collingwood Canoe Company. Grant from Dad Crafted, who, man, I'm still so impressed by his haunted house.
Oh, yeah.
Ryder from Ryder's Custom Creations. Jason Sullivan from J.M. Sullivan Woodworks and Tool Bags. Kamani from Van Stray Designs. The fine folks at P.L. Smith. By the way, they make my favorite maker shirt. Their make thing, they do that. It's so soft and comfortable. Wait, did I? Oh, yeah. Okay. Otis from Pine and Elite Woodworks, where 75% of people all agree that his woodworking name is too long. Nick Brim from Nick Brim Woodworks. I don't know. He changes his name every week and he just changed it to Nick Brim, which is really fucking boring. Judd from Nivens and Son. Your Apocalypse BFF, Justin from Campfire Woodworks, and Tracy and Mac from Mac and Tracy Woodworks. I should say Mac and Tracy instead of Tracy and Mac. Anyways, there's those guys. Thank you guys. So, wait, did I forget somebody?
No, that's it. Oh. You got it.
Yep.
Yeah, thanks guys.
And I want to give, you know, I know they're not a Patreon, but I do want to give a special shout out. I know we haven't done one in a while. My special shout out this week is fuck the Another Woodshop podcast. Those guys suck.
Oh, man.
Pete and Mayo, like, come on, dude. Guys, come on. Nobody cares anymore. Give it up.
I was telling Dave the other day when they at the end of their last podcast, Pete was like, "Hey Dan, by the way, the Joinery podcast can suck it, right?" Yeah. I was like, and I messaged them directly.
I got that audio now.
I messaged them directly and I said,
"I'll put them on blast." All right, hold on. I got that shit right. Where is that fucking fucking shit? All right, here we go.
I like that right here. They're good dudes.
Oh, I almost forgot. Damn. Oh my God. I can't believe this almost slipped my mind. The Joinery podcast can suck it.
Yes, they can.
Bye, guys. See you next week.
Yes, they can.
Love you all. Bye bye.
Yeah.
Love Dan. Yes, they can.
They better fucking pack a lunch. But Dan better pack an extra jar of mayo.
Hey-o.
Hey, look, I messaged them directly and said, "Hey, thanks for the shout out, guys."
No shit, right?
That's more people that listen to their podcast than listen to our podcast. So
we're gonna do podcast wars.
They're just doing us favors by mentioning us. I appreciate that.
We don't need their fucking help. We got this.
No, I'm saying that's the thing is they think that they're hurting us by talking shit, but they're just helping us.
They didn't win Podcast of the Year. We did.
They did not win podcast of the year.
Yeah.
That's right. That's right.
There it is.
No. They won best customer at the fucking local grocery store for most mayo purchased. And Pete likes hot honey, so fuck I mean, those fucking guys go on their top.
They're out with hot honey. I enjoy
that. When Dan asked what we should, if this gig pays him anything for coming on our podcast, when you asked him to be on our podcast, I was like, oh, yeah, we could scrape together a Menards gift card. We could figure something out. You know, get
some Hellman's mayo.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We could take a podcast poll.
You know what I'll fucking do is I'll go and buy those single serving packets of mayonnaise. Right, those little ones they give away at the fast food joints. And I'll just fucking, dude, if I could like find a service that would mail him like one a week, you know? If anybody out there wants to help me with this, right? I will cover the cost of the postage, and I will cover the cost of the mayonnaise. I just need you to put it in an envelope every week and send it to Daniel Dunlap.
No, you need to get Nip Brim on board. You need to send Nip Brim a pack, a case of mayonnaise packets, and talk him into driving one by his house every week and drop him one.
Dude, what if I just give him like a thousand of those mayo packets, right? And I'm like, dude, just take every one, tear it open, and hide it under something, right? All over this fucking shop. Okay,
so
he sits down, little mayo squirts out, right? Like he fucking, goes to pick up a piece of wood, another one falls down, mayo squirts out. Like I think that would be fucking great. I should have Nip, if you're listening to this and you want a mayo Dunlap, let's talk.
Yeah, Big Nip. I think just a hidden package of mayonnaise somewhere in his shop every time he comes by, just so it's like a little fuck you from us. You know what I mean?
Dude, we could get the Jointery branded mayo and fucking really stick it in their face. Yep.
That would be hilarious. Well, guys, thanks for being our patrons. If you want to be a patron of this podcast, there's a link at the bottom of every episode. And go ahead and click that and decide how you want to support this podcast. We love you guys. We appreciate you being here. Dave, thank you so much for hanging out with us today, man.
Thanks for having me, guys. Fun. I appreciate it.
You guys, if you really care about our podcast, you're going to go and you're going to message their podcast that the Jointery is better. That's all you need to do.
We have so many, like, multiple, like, joint. I was listening to their patron list. There's plenty of our patrons on their patrons and their patrons on our patrons. And I think it's funny that we're going to have this.
Our patrons every week. They only mention the ones that give them enough fucking money.
That's true.
Yeah.
I'm a patron of both.
We know you are. We know where your loyalties lie, though, David. We appreciate you.
Yeah.
And David's going to be one of those kids. He's like the parent at the when their kids both play in the sports, and they're playing the same team. He's going to have a split jersey made. It's going to be half Jointery, half another Woodshop Podcast logos. We should actually half make mayo. That.
Dude, we'll put on a list of things we're never going to make. It's going to be great.
What would our side be? If theirs is mayo, what would our side be?
It'd be bacon eggs.
Bacon eggs? Or would it be a pot leaf on the other side?
It'd be shower gel.
I already know what the bacon egg shirt is going to look like. It's going to have like a piece of bacon, right? That is like kind of like bent over a little bit, right? And it's going to have like the stick arms and like the fucking, you remember that Clippy from the Microsoft Word helper thing, right? Like those big eyeballs on it. He's just going to be reaching it over his back. I got the fake snakes.
And you got to have the, those WebMD commercials where it's always like whenever it shows like the pain, it has those like lightning bolts coming down.
Yes. Yes.
You got to have those on, pointing at the back. Bacon aches. All right, guys. Well, thank you guys for being here. We love you. Luke, get us out of here, man.
Bye. Beef and stuff.
Wow. Your enthusiasm right now is killing me.
Take it away, Tim. Beef and stuff. I feel like I'm going to have to go fight somebody now.
Bacon eggs.
has been a Conman Creative production. Text us anytime at 908-768-2664 or send us a message on our Instagram, The Jointery Podcast. You can find Ben at Condorosa Creations or Luke at Luke in the Garage. Everywhere that social media is sold. That's garage, not garage. Say it properly.